VChat, a special awards edition number 34. I'm David Davis from VMwareVideos.com.
And I'm Simon Seagrave from TechHead.co.
And I'm Eric Siebert from VStreamline.com. And a special guest with us today is John Troyer from VMware.
I'm John Troyer from VMware.
Glad to have you back again this year.
Nice to see all you guys.
I didn't have budget for Seth MacFarlane, so we got John. So he's going to be our MC and color commentator today. So,
at least we know John's jokes are going to be a bit tamer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to go scratch some then. Sorry. I don't know if all my material is appropriate, but we'll work on it.
Well, we can edit, so we're good.
It's an honor to have you on, John. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
good to see you
in a while.
Oh, it's great to be. It's really great to be here. I mean, we see each other a couple of times a year, I think, in person and on Twitter every day. I think this what we're doing today with the bloggers and what you've done, Eric, is really amazing, and I really appreciate it. And I'm happy to support it in any way I can. I think people don't quite realize you guys haven't done the intro of exactly what we're doing here, but people don't really realize being on this list since you took the initiative to just create it. This becomes the de facto list. You should expect, if you're on the list, you should expect calls from PR people. You know, my executives ask me, who are the biggest bloggers right now? And I use the list. So, you know, it's a nice thing you've done, and I think it's important for the community.
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, just some background. I think this is the fourth year I've done it via the kind of the public voting. Before this, this kind of initiated back when I did my top 10 lists, and I decided to do one top 10 bloggers. And back then, there wasn't a whole lot of bloggers out there, you know, so the list was pretty short, you know, only 10. There wasn't a lot to choose from. So, you know, it's grown, and this year we had, I put some stats up on my website, I think over 1,300 total votes. We had what else? We had voters from 60 different countries across the U.S. from all sorts of different places, there was a lot of big changes this year. A lot of good, and there's new blogs coming all the time. And we had a lot of changes in the top 25 this year. I published the top. I'll publish the full results on that. All I think we had 240 blogs this year. But I maintained like a top 50 list in that of that. And, the top 25 is what we're going to cover today based on votes. And the way the voting works is, everybody gets to pick their favorite 10 blogs. And based on those selections, and they then select them in order from 1 to 10. And from that, I apply weights. So a number 1 vote would get 10 points. Number 2 vote, 9 points. All the way down to number 10, would get 1 point. And that's adding up all those total points is how I get the result for the top 25. So before we begin, you know, Train Signal, you know, sponsors a lot of this stuff for us, so I'm glad to have them doing that. And I think you guys got some new announcements, David, there on some of your new kind of a budget, a big buffet type training thing for vSphere now, all you can eat for $49 or something.
That's right. It's the all you can eat training buffet. Train Signal has gotten rid of DVDs completely, and now the only thing we offer is really training as a service, I guess we could call it, which is just a flat rate, unlimited, you know, training, all of our courses for $49. You can watch them all for free for 3 days if you want to in the trial period. And then we're also including certification exams as well for many certifications, including the VMware VCP. So those are all bundled in there. So, yeah, go check it out. And Eric, for those who don't know, where is the list right now, like last year's list? Is it on vSphereLand.com and the VPAD?
Yeah, the list is currently from a year ago I published, so it's sitting out there. I'll link to it. After we record this and publish it, I'll put the full results on there and link to last year. I also, when I published it, I put in there where blogs were previous years, so the previous ranking last year and then the ranking this year, so people can kind of see the movement of where they moved up or down from 1 year to the next.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Year on year, the amount of new bloggers we see come along that are blogging in this space, in the virtualization space, particularly VMware, I think so. You know, it's impressive. I think it's excellent. And, you know, it's definitely nice to see a lot of new names on the list there, as well as a lot of the old ones, obviously, as well. So, you know, full credit to everyone for making the time to actually to blog. you know, I definitely spend a good half an hour most days sort of reading through some of the latest blogs that have been released. So, you know, keep them coming, everyone. Good stuff.
Yeah, and I see every single vote for every blog is kind of a vote of confidence to that blogger where, you know, as a blogger, we don't, you know, get a lot of, you know, recognition or rewards for this, for doing it on our own time and that. So, you know, I get emails every now and then just saying, hey, thanks for doing this. You know, really appreciate you doing this. I like your content and all that stuff. Oh, I mean, that means a lot when you get those. I mean, I'm sure it's the same for you guys as well, that when you do hear that kind of thanks and, you know, basically what these votes are people recognizing your hard work. It really means a lot to those people that are, you know, putting all that time and effort into doing this blogging.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to kick it off with the 25 spots. Well, I'll basically go over the rank where they're at now, their previous rank, and I cover, like, the total points, the number one votes, and that. So at the bottom, the 25 spot, moving down one from last year, is Brian Madden's blog. He had a total of 506 points. And, you know, Brian's one of those, if you're into the VDI stuff and that, you know, he does great stuff over there at TechTarget and that, just writing, you know, everything about VDI. He's definitely one of the key people for doing that. So he does a lot of good content there.
Yeah, he's definitely on my RSS feed for, you know, around VDI there. So yeah, he produces consistently some pretty good articles there.
What's great about Brian is both that he's one of the longest bloggers, and I mean, he's also now a full-time blogger and works with TechTarget, but, you know, I think that his longevity and the community that is created around his blog and his site is great.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. He's been dedicated to doing that stuff. So at the 24th spot, this is a new blogger and who I actually never even heard of until the vSphere 5 launch, and he did an epic mini series on installing vCenter and stuff like that. I think it was over 12 or 13 parts, which were really good and detailed. Derek Seaman, and that did some really good stuff there. So you know, new guy on the scene. I haven't really read his stuff before that and that, so looks like he's doing some really great work there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're doing those multi-part blogs, actually, it takes a lot of commitment. I mean, I'm notorious for going, hey, I'm going to be doing a five-part series on blah, on a particular thing. And, yeah, I normally get the first couple out the door pretty quickly, and then it's, you know, the other three to finish off the series sort of get stretched out over sort of a 6 to 8 month period. So, yeah. You know, if you're looking about doing, you know, 15 parts to a particular blog series there, that's that definitely takes a lot of dedication.
Definitely.
I was going to say, I've actually never been to his blog. I just went to it right now, and yeah, there's a lot of content out here. He's a V expert from 2012, and so I'll have to add this to my RSS feed. I'm learning these blogs, some of them, the new ones here, as we go along.
Yeah, he's got some good stuff. So his next blog continues his free fall down the top 25 into the number 23 position. Moving down from 18 to 23 would be Mr. Simon Seagrave there from TechEd.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you know what? I'm actually surprised I made the top 25, if I'm honest with you. But I appreciate everyone who voted for me. That's brilliant. That's a very pleasant surprise. Yes. It's been kind of tough over the past year trying to get out regular content, try to as much as I can. But you know what it's like. Life and work gets in the way sometimes, and yeah, you don't have a lot of good ideas, but actually getting pen to paper, as it were, or fingers to keyboard, that's easier said than done sometimes. But no, I'm very, very grateful and happy for that.
Yeah, you do some good stuff.
Got to raise my game, though. Raise my game.
Yeah, you said that last year, I thought, too, though.
I believe I did. Raise it in the wrong direction.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't specify a direction.
Well, Simon, you've been working more on videos, and you've got some other projects going on. I know different sites and things like that. So you haven't been only just producing content on TechEd.
No, that's right. No, I started a joint venture with Brian Gracely a while back called Data Center Insiders. That takes a slightly different slant on focus than I'd normally focus on TechEd. And like you say, John, I've been doing a few videos and things like that as well. So yeah, I've been trying a few different other avenues as well. You know, definitely TechEd's still my primary primary focus. But it's kind of fun to try a few other things occasionally.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to think that I helped with by wearing my tech head shirt around at conferences and such.
There you go. See, I've sent you one for every day of the week. So
that's right.
You know, you're not allowed to take it off now.
Well, congrats, Simon.
No, well, thank you, and thanks for everyone that voted for me.
Sure. Yep, definitely. Good stuff. The 22 spot, moving up actually from 37, is Kendrick Coleman. And
I'd like to
thank Kendrick. He got me his badge at PEX so my wife could get into the party there.
Don't tell VMware.
Yeah. So Kendrick, yeah, he does a lot of good stuff. He does with you, David. He's done a lot of the kind of those sessions you've had on free tools, top free tools, and that. So he does a good list of that on his site as well. And
Kendrick is just an all-around fun guy. He works for VCE, and I originally met Kendrick because I proposed a session for VMworld. I can't remember the year.
It was like 2-3 years ago.
2009, maybe. And it got approved on free tools, and Kendrick, I found, had this amazing list of free tools, and so I asked him to, you know, do the session with me, and we turned out to be a pretty good team, I guess a pretty entertaining team, because we were asked to come back, and he's done a great job of keeping that list updated with all the new free tools, and he also now does a lot of blogging on vCloud Director, so if you're interested in that, check it out.
Good resource.
Yeah, no, it's important. What I loved about when Kendrick first started blogging, he I think he came up with that free tool list. And I think it's just a great example of how kind of, let's not just do another blog. Let's think of something that would be useful to the community. And I think it's great that he's kept it up. But it's a great example of how you can take, you know, you can invent something new and very quickly become a really useful resource.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, the 21 spot. This blog is new to the top 25, and it is Long White Virtual Clouds. Michael Webster. I checked out his blog after I saw him on the list, and looks like he does a lot of stuff on cloud type stuff. So, looks like a lot of good info there.
I can't say enough good things about Michael Webster. He's actually a consultant for VMware right now, but and works in our consulting group. His Twitter handle is VCDXNZ001.
Okay, right.
Good to see a fellow Kiwi in the top 25 there as well. So, like I say, yeah, he's a nice guy. I've met him a few times at the various VMware events over the last couple of years. So, it's good. It's good to see. Good to see some new entrants in the top 25 as well, and the hard work paying off.
Okay, up at the 20 spot, moving up from 30, formerly known as VTexan, he's now a VTexan, so he sits at the top of that alphabetical list before, is Tommy Trogdon and that, so from EMC.
And I'm Tommy.
Fellow co-worker of yours, Simon.
Yep. No, fellow V specialist or ex V specialist. I'm no longer a V specialist now, but he's a great guy, and I've enjoyed his posts over the last year, 18 months or so. He writes on. He did a bit on VDI a while back. He's got some good posts around that. Some EMC centric posts on there, covering things such as ProSphere as well. So he's a larger than life personality. You'll know if you've met him at any of these events. He's a great guy, and I'm very fortunate to have worked with him, and I still do it a few of the shows as well, so good on you, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy's a great guy. I noticed he's got some good installation guides and a lot of virtualization desktop stuff on his blog, and I'm curious here, I noticed Tommy said it's time to vote for the top virtualization blogs. I noticed Michael did and Simon did as well. I'm wondering if there's any correlation between the people who told the readers to go vote and the rank they moved up. That would be a good list for vSphereLand.com, I'm sure. And another interesting statistic would be how many VCDXs are in the top 25?
Yeah,
that'd be an interesting stat.
Curious too on that. And how many VMware employees too? It seems to be because a lot of these bloggers turn into VMware employees. So I don't think we have many independents left, and a lot of them are partners at VMware. I do have that category for independence we'll get to in a bit.
What was that joke a while back that EMC sent job offers to the top 25 the first year you did this or something? Sorry, it was a joke.
But. Okay. What they don't have, they're trying to suck up. Okay. All right, so moving down from 15 to 19 is Gabe Van Zanten from Gabe's Virtual World, one of those Dutch bloggers. Really good guy. Met him a few times at the VMworlds and really does some good stuff on his blog.
Yeah, what's happened to Gabe? I haven't seen him for a while. I still read his blog. But I haven't. He's one of these guys I always seem to bump into at any of the events I went to. And yeah, it seems to be a case I'd see him every 4 or 5 months at these various events. And that went on for a couple of years. But he's disappeared off my radar now. I haven't seen him for a good probably year and a half. So yeah, I hope to catch up with him again soon.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while either. I don't think I saw him at the last VMworld. Typically, I do run into him somewhere. But so yeah, I'll have to look for him at the next event. Okay, moving up from 25 to 18 is Mr. Stephen Froskitt, the Pack Rat, and that. And Stephen is the god of storage when it comes to writing. He does a lot of good detailed posts on things like the VAI stuff he's done, a lot of in detail for each release. He does stuff there on all the primitives. And, of course, he's the mastermind behind the Tech Field Day events that are always going on. So Stephen does a lot of – he gives a good independent outsider's view. And you know, he tells it like it is, and that a lot of good stuff that he does.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Stephen, both the organizing and actually his blog is really interesting. It covers more than just virtualization and storage. He talks because he has a lot of gadgets. He travels a lot. So he has a lot of interests. I think it's a fascinating blog, frankly. And then the work he does with Tech Field Day, I also think is really amazing. He also speaks at VMUGs. He has a couple of speeches. I like his one about virtualization is all built on lies, talking about levels of abstraction. So anyway, Stephen's a great guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He's definitely one of the industry's characters, and that's what I like him for. And he's good. Like you say, John. I mean, he does a very varied array of blog posts, which is I really like personally. I mean, you can be reading anything about, the latest hard drive that's come out, portable hard drive, or right through to sort of higher end, more enterprise level, sort of more analytical type blog posts. So he really does run the gamut with content variety there. And he's another guy I haven't seen for a very long time. I used to see him quite a bit, but I haven't seen him for a while now at any of the shows. But it's Tech Field Day. It's pretty much you have a Tech Field Day covering any angle now. It's a bit like software defined, fill the space with whatever you want. It's Tech Field Day, wireless, networking, servers, storage.
Virtualization, yeah.
He's done pretty well for himself. He's done well, so full credit.
Yeah, definitely. All right, this next one is new to the top 25. At the 17 spot is Data Center Dude, Nick Howell from NetApp, I believe.
Howell. He's doing a great job. He's also started a new podcast, which is really interesting, too. It's pretty good. I encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, I didn't read his stuff. I checked it out after I saw he made the list here, and had a lot of good content there. I was impressed by what he put out.
I like his blog design. It's totally different from the last time I was there. I'll have to check out the podcast.
Yeah, it has changed recently. Yeah, his podcast I haven't had a chance to listen to yet, but Nick's good. He's another sort of larger-than-life character, and he's someone that I hadn't seen for a long time, reversed to the likes of Stephen and that I hadn't seen for a long time, but I seem to bump into him all the time now at the various events. So, he's a good guy. Definitely go and check out his blog there.
Okay, moving up from 20 to 16 is ESX Virtualization with Vladen Saget from that island out there in the Pacific, Reunion Island, and that. I tell you, he's dedicated. He does a lot of content in that, and a lot of, recording videos, content, all sorts of things in that. So I've been impressed by, how much stuff he's put out there, and he's really stuck to it and done a really good job.
Yeah, he has. He's one of these. He's definitely one of the bloggers that produces, regular content. And I'm very jealous. Actually, I wish I was able to do that. He produces some good stuff in his videos as well. So he mixes up a little bit as well. He's he's got the written content, but he does the videos as well. And he's definitely one of these guys I'd quite like to go and visit one day, actually, because where he lives sounds very very nice, very tropical and luxurious.
Indeed.
We might have to record the next year's VChat from there. So,
yep. See if I can get budget for that. Okay, moving down one from 14 to 15 is Luke Deakins, and that one of those scripting guys in that. And I've met him personally at VMworld, I think last year or the year before, and that. Really good guy and does a ton of great scripting content.
Yeah. Luke is not one of those scripting guys. He is the scripting guy.
Okay,
he's the guy that will help you with your PowerShell anytime you need it. It's been rumored that he's actually several people, but he has a day job, working for a company. And then he's on the forums. He writes content. He's written loads of scripts. He's just an all around great guy. Does a really popular set of talks at VMworld. So can't say enough good there.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen him across at VMware make the transition across. he seems to be about one of the last few remaining past CLI bloggers that hasn't made that jump.
Yeah, there's definitely two of them there already with William and Alan, so maybe after after the voting here, maybe they'll give him a job offer. So moving,
but he wants to join us, but
A lot of people do like their independence and having that, so that's nice, but. So moving up from 17.
Speaking of somebody we snagged.
Who's that?
Well, the next read.
Oh,
number,
the next guy.
Read number 15.
Yeah.
Read number 14.
14 with my virtual crowd, Andre Libovici, who I actually just met in person last week, or was it last week at PAX, and that. I'd never met him in person before, so I just had a few minutes to chat with him at PAX. Seems like a really good guy, and I've looked at a lot of his content, and man, he does some really good detailed stuff around VDI and that. There's a lot of quality content on his site, and I've seen a lot of comments from people saying, you know, if you want VDI stuff, this guy's, you know, blog is a blog to check out. A lot of quality stuff there.
Yeah, he'd be my primary go-to source for anything around blogging, you know, around sort of end-user compute. Like you say, you're producing some really good detailed content, and he's definitely another one to add to your RSS feed for anything around VDI.
Yeah,
he works for the CTO over on the end-user computing side, and just gets to work on like super science fiction projects. He's got a lot of good stuff in the pipeline too.
Oh, cool! Sounds fun. All right, the next guy moved down one spot from 12 to 13, and that would be Mr. Vaughn Stewart, the virtual storage guy from NetApp. And that, you know, Vaughn is one of their, I think, most, the face you see the most when you hear NetApp, you think of Vaughn and that. You see him a lot of the doing sessions and all that stuff and blogging and some really good stuff, you know, storage related stuff coming out of Vaughn.
Yeah, definitely. I always enjoy catching up with Vaughn at the various events and what have you. And he's a great guy. Actually, I was fortunate enough to bump into him at Cisco Live in London at the end of January. It was good. It was good. It's good to catch up with him. And I was fortunate enough to record a video interview with him and Craig Chapman, or Chappie. That was highly entertaining.
Okay.
If you haven't seen that, I suggest you check it out over at chappie.info. So they are Chappie. A bit of a plug for your site there. But that's a highly entertaining video there between Vaughn and Craig there. So check that out. But Vaughn, yeah, he's a great guy. He's another one of the industry's personalities that is great to have, and makes the industry the colorful place it is, in a good way.
Yep. All right, so moving all the way from 51 up to 12 is Mr. Chris Wall with the Wall Network and that. And I was amazed at a lot of the content when I was putting together some of the links for the vSphere 5.1 stuff. He had a ton of good content out there and really quality stuff, a lot of good networking content. And really amazed at what he's done in the last year. Just a lot of great content. Met him in person out in Chicago at the VMUG there and that. And overall, you know, just a great guy.
VCDX, another one of those.
Oh, right.
So yeah, no, Chris is. I subscribed to his newsletters that get sent out whenever he produces a new blog post. And Chris is probably my favourite newcomer to the top 25. There, or one of them. He does produce. He's a bit like Vladin, right? I mean, I don't know where he gets the time to blog and produce such good content. It's something that I've lost over the years. I used to be able to do it, but for some reason I haven't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is, but I just don't seem to have the time to do it anymore. But these guys do, and full credit to them, and produce good quality stuff as well. So definitely check Chris's site out there. It's really good. Anything virtualization and VMware in particular.
He's got a lot of great content, and I'm happy to say he's currently creating a vCloud Director training course for TrainSignal.
Good.
I'm excited to see that too.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's off. Hey, moving down two spots from 9 to 11 is Mr. Jason Bakke, the virtualization evangelist, and that. I've known Jason for many years, and, you know, just an overall great guy, and that, you know, does a lot of good detailed content. You know, he just did a couple I was reading the other day on via AI and that, and you know, he's got a data center in his basement and that with all that gear he has down there, and you know, he doesn't seem to blog all the time, but when he does, it's really good content, really detailed and long stuff and that. So yeah. I always enjoy reading whatever he puts out.
Yeah, no, he's good. Jason, known for many years, and he still continues to be, you know, highly entertaining with his posts. He's got a very dry sense of humor as well, which comes out in his posts sometimes, which I quite enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the same thing about the next guy on the list. But ever since he joined, you know, ever since he got his new job, he has slowed down. But when he does drop one, like you say, they're really good.
So. Yeah, definitely. And speaking of the next guy on the list, staying at the same spot, I actually expected to drop because there were so many new bloggers this year. That would be me at vSureLand.com. And then still at the number 10 spot there. And yeah, haven't found time to do a lot of blogging, but you know, the other things I do behind the scenes, like maintaining all those lists and all that, the links and everything, is just a lot of work. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into doing running all those sites.
There's obviously people out there that appreciate it, so that's good, and yeah, it's a great resource.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I assume everybody listening to the video knows both the vSphere-Land and the vLaunchpad, but, you know, if not, you know, people need to check them out. I recommend the site to people all the time, Eric.
Oh, good. Cool. It's
an incredibly useful resource. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's hard work, but, you know, I like doing it, so... So this next guy is new to the top 25. We have a new guy in the top 10. And if you read his stuff, you know he definitely deserves to be there. And that'd be Mr. Cormac Hogan, a VMware employee and a storage guru for you guys. And, just does, you know, some amazing detailed content on storage, very technical stuff and that. You know, I always enjoy reading whatever he puts out. He also writes for the vSphere blog, the storage part of that on VMware site. And, you know, I've met him in person a few times, but I just met him at PEX and that, and just an overall, you know, great guy. If I have a question related to storage, you know, he doesn't hesitate to get right back to me on that. So really enjoy reading what he puts out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy whose passion for the technology definitely shines through on his blog post there, and I think, you know, top 10 place is definitely very justified for him there. He does some great posts. I enjoyed reading. He did a couple on NFS recently. You know, that's the thing. You think you know a product pretty well, and, you know, he's one of those bloggers that you'll read through and you'll pick up a couple little gems out of there as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't read his blog at the moment, definitely go and check it out. You know.
Well, it's even more impressive when you realize he also blogs over on the vSphere blog at blogs.vmware.com/vSphere/storage. So, you know, he's blogging over there. He's blogging on his own site. He goes to vMugs. He's in our tech marketing department. They've really given those guys license to go out and just, you know, be evangelists, which I think is brilliant and the right thing to do in 2013. Cormac, you know, is a brilliant dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Very important, yeah.
So moving down one spot from 7 to 8 is Virtual, Alan Renouf, and another scripting guy and that, a VMware employee now. And I think he made the move over
another
to California. Yep. And
he did
a lot of
indeed.
Great content. If you're into scripting, Alan's one of the guys that definitely has some good content.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's a superhero, too.
Is he?
You don't have to say that, though. That's a secret. That's a secret.
We don't know that. I've never, who knows?
Can we edit that out?
Who knows who Power CLI Man really is?
Nah.
It's rumored.
You know, I think it might be William. I think I always suspected William Lamb. You know, that's my suspect for the Power CLI guy. No, Alan, again, in tech marketing, he's a great guy. He actually just produced, not a scripting thing, he actually just produced a poster for the vCloud Suite. He helped with that. And anyway, he's always producing great stuff.
Yeah, he's focusing on vCloud automation now, isn't he, Alan?
Yes, and then PowerShell, too.
Okay. Down from 6 to 7 is Mr. Mike Laverick from RT, or formerly from RTFM Education, now at MikeLaverick.com, and also a VMware employee in that, and he's been there for, about 9 months now, a year in that, and
something
he had to...
Yeah, yeah.
kind of due to non-competes, he had to suspend his blogging for a bit, and I think he went to On the Communities to blog there for a while. Now he's back on his own website doing it, and does a lot of, he's one of your cloud evangelists, isn't he, over at VMware?
Yeah, yeah, he's actually, yeah, our, you know, the details of our org chart aren't probably interesting, but yeah, he's an evangelist. He helps, you know, with vCloud stuff. He helps, with the industry, positioning. He still does, he goes to a lot of VMUGs. He does a lot of, video interviews still. And, I don't know if he's working on a new book, but, you know, he was one of the original guys writing free content. In his case, manuals or RTFM kind of supplementary manuals for desktop products, both Citrix and VMware back in the day. And so I just think it's great that he's still doing what he loves.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of good book content. He's given books away to the charity, the proceeds in that, and the chin wags he does. I'm sure, you know, a lot of us in the top 25 or top 50 have been on chin wagging with Mike and that, those video interviews that he does. So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, no, no. So it's good to see. I mean, he's one of the old school bloggers, really, isn't he? He's been around since the very early days. So you know, it's good to see him still around. His new role is definitely a very good fit for him. I mean, he's very passionate about the technology, and that comes, you know, that's come through for many years in his books and his posts and everything. So you know, it's good to see Mike working for VMware now. So definitely a good fit.
Yeah, I would thought he would be one of those holdouts that'd be independent forever, but he did finally make that move. And
I did wonder. Yeah.
Well, a steady paycheck is a nice
thing. Oh yeah, definitely.
Getting a paycheck every 2 weeks.
Yep. Indeed. Yeah.
All right, moving from 8 to 6. So moving up is Mr. William Lamb, virtually ghetto, and that one of those scripting madmen that produces tell you, he seems to have a script for just about anything, and that, you know, you look at, you know, all the stuff that he produces and that, a lot of these real cool niche scripts and all sorts of neat stuff and that to do things and automate. Just amazed at all the content that he puts out.
Again, another VMware employee.
Yeah, and he blogs on your PowerCLI blog, right?
Yeah, PowerCLI blog, you know, as well as the vSphere blog as well. You know, I'm really glad William's on the inside. What you don't see it now that he's on the inside. So William was always the guy that was breaking stuff. Like he would take stuff and he would find secret APIs and he would find ways of automating things that we were not publicly talking about automating. And, the cool thing now that he's inside, he's, you know, automation and the use cases of automation are pretty broad. Everything from installation through configuration through management. And so he goes around, and as well as doing all sorts of document creation and education and field enablement and VMUGs, et cetera, he also goes around and like helps plug things together and helps with automation internally and says, hey, I found, you know, here's a new streamlined script I made for, you know, installing all these things at once. And I kind of think of him and Alan in the same breath because they're kind of colleagues. So they go around and they cause lots of trouble in a good way internally. So
good.
Pleased to have them both inside.
Shake things up a bit.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I'm pleased to see William on there. He's always been very, very super helpful to me when I've had queries online around sort of PowerCLI. It's been a while now, admittedly, but you know, he was always one of the first generally to respond back with an answer to any queries that I may put up on Twitter, for example. So he's a good guy, very dedicated to what he does.
He's another guy that has, I think, more hours than the rest of us during the day. I don't see how he does.
Yeah, so. All right, so we're at the top five, and in the top five, there's four position changes. Will Duncan keep that number one spot? Let's find out. At number five, we had going from 4 to 5. Yeah, is Chuck Sekic from EMC, the virtual geek. And, you know, he's one of those visible faces you see all the time. You know, he's kind of the face you associate with EMC and storage. He does a lot of great detailed content on his blog and that's really technical. You know, I enjoy reading and that, and does, you know, a lot of good stuff in the community and all that. So another guy that definitely, you know, produces a lot of great stuff. I don't know where he finds the time either.
It's incredible. I don't know what he does, but you know, another larger than life industry personality as well. Chad's a great guy. It's good to see him still up there. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased being an EMC myself. I mean, so I always find his blog posts very interesting because you know they're always very directly relevant to what I'm either working on or what I've been hearing internally. So some good content from Chad there.
Yeah, I said this last year, I think, but Chad is an SVP at EMC. You know, he's an executive. He does not have to do this, right? He does not have to blog. He could be spending all of his time actually, doing other stuff. He does it because he likes it. He has the energy to. It works for him. He's open. He's a super good explainer. He at an event, he always will take time to stop and to talk to me or talk to other people. So even though he's totally booked up, so again, he doesn't have to do what he does. And I think he's a model for technical executives everywhere. I really hold him up as an exemplar.
Yeah, I'd agree. Definitely.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, his presentations make technology and virtualization seem exciting and cool and fun. So I try to never miss hearing him speak.
So moving down one spot from 3 to 4, Eric Sloof at ntpro.nl. I think one of the last independents in the top 25. He's another guy that just... Yep. Constantly turning out stuff. He always tries to get the scoops. You know, you typically read it first on his blog whenever anything big happens or new releases come out. And, I think he was at PAX just from his tweets, but I never did end up seeing him. I was hoping to catch up with him at PAX and never did end up meeting with him.
Yeah, no, same. I didn't know he was there until the last day where I saw him saying that he was at Vegas Airport heading home. So, he kept pretty quiet on this one. Either that or I just completely missed his tweets that he was around. Eric definitely, he's got a niche there. It's quite similar to yourself there, Eric. The two Erics, he's got quite a niche there. His blog is very much attuned to sort of latest news or the sleuth scoops. It could be a new book coming out, that type of thing. Supplemented occasionally with a longer, more technical blog post, but definitely for the latest news, what's happening, and the inside track on any sort of free announcements. That's definitely the go-to place.
And if you need some good, what's that stuff he makes? That hot pepper stuff that he.
It's a sambal.
Oh, okay.
It's a sambal.
Yeah. I've heard about it.
I've got some in my cabinet. I'm a little scared. I haven't used it yet. He gave me some from VMworld. It's his hot pepper sauce that he makes. But Eric, I think he was working PAX. That's why I think you didn't see him. He's a trainer, right? So I think he was either training or getting trained, one of the two.
Got it.
Creates great video content. Again, has been around for a long time. Another one of those Dutch guys I wish was closer, but we could see him more.
Yeah, definitely.
Or work for VMware, right?
Well, I mean, he works for, he's an instructor, he does VMware training, so, he's part of the family.
Yeah.
And he did a great job in the VMworld interviews, the daily status for VMworld.
Yep.
VMworld TV.
He drafted him to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Part of the head of the Dutch Mafia there. All right, so moving down one from 2 to 3, Scott Lowe, and that fellow Coloradan, and really a great guy, former EMC, now with VMware, working on some of your networking stuff, the Nasira stuff, right? Just one of those long-time bloggers. A lot of awesome content, good speaker, writes books, does it all, does videos for TrainSignal. Just an overall great guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I can add to that, really. I mean, it's Scott speaks for himself. Obviously, very large presence in the community. Great personality, and he's contributed an awful lot as well with his books over the years. I mean, that's how in the early days there, especially when I was doing my VCP certifications, I always used Scott's books as the must-have go-to places for whilst I was doing my revision and what have you. And he continues to produce, great content on his blog and also his books as well. But pretty nice guy. If you've never met him before, totally approachable. Go up to him, say hi. He's always got time for you. He's a really nice guy. And the great thing is he's at most of the events as well. So, I get to catch up with him you know, 2-3 times a year, which is, you know, always a, you know, great experience for me. So, well done, Scott.
Yeah, Scott's a, just a super nice guy, and it's fun to, I've stood in line with other people waiting to talk to him after one of his presentations, and, you know, they've got his book in hand, and they want to get him to sign it, and they're like, hey, do you know this guy, Scott Lowe? I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, he's super smart. You know, I want to get him to sign my book, you know. So he's got a lot of great fans with all the great content he's created over the years, and he's very humble and very approachable, as you said.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. All right, moving up from number 5 to number 2 is one of those Dutch guys and a VMware employee, Frank Deneman. And that does a ton of great detailed technical content, you know, always like enjoy reading his stuff as well, and that, you know, always, you know, producing all this great quality stuff.
Frank's on the technical marketing team. He does availability, you know, vMotion, DRS, that's his kind of area of specialty. One of the co-author of the Deep Dive Clustering book with Duncan. And what I love about Frank's blog is that the details of some of these availability algorithms are super technical, and he's like knee deep in there. He pops over the hood, explains the algorithm. It's really more, a lot of sysadmin manuals are more, here's what to do and here's the knob to twist. And I always feel when I'm reading Frank's blog, like I've learned some computer science as well. So that usually makes me feel smarter when I understand it.
Yeah.
Or it makes me feel stupider when I don't, but, it's deep stuff.
Yeah, no, I think Frank's, Frank's inclusion at number 2 there, I think that's definitely well justified there. It's, Frank, I always enjoy reading his blog posts because he does go that little bit deeper than your average blog post around sort of the technical aspects on things, which, the geeky part of me really enjoys, you know. hey, yeah, there
run,
you go, look at that
run
shit.
DRS.
Run DRS.
And I think he made this t-shirt too, so.
So at the number 1 spot, was there any ever doubt?
I can't believe Duncan got knocked off.
I know, I can't either in that.
He's gonna tell him.
Yeah, I don't know. He's gonna have to learn about it here. Well, he's gonna get knocked
Sorry,
off.
Sorry, Duncan.
He's still number 1. And if you look at things like the total votes and the total points that he had compared to just even the next one down, it's pretty much a landslide. And that, you know, if you look at the Frank's total points, it was about 3,500. And if you look at Duncan's total points, it was over 6,000. And he had 843 total votes of those 1,300 people that voted, 843 had him in their top 10. And he had 231 number 1 votes. So it was pretty much a landslide there. He kind of kept that position. And it's gonna, you know, the rate he keeps going and keeps doing this stuff, I don't think he's gonna be easy to knock off that perch.
I tell you what, Frank's closing in there, but he's still got a long way to go. So it's gonna have to be a big year for Frank, I think,
yeah.
and the others.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Duncan's passion, his dedication, his skill at explaining things, his technical ability, his innovation. He's come up with some really unique kind of solutions. He's now with he's moved over to VMware R&D, where he's one of the, in a group that kind of considers themselves the first customer of the product. So he's working on products from this year and next year and the year after that, and basically giving feedback to R&D saying, you know, yes, customers will love this, or no, this would never work in the data center. You know, that just, it's really great kind of stuff, and continuing to produce content. So he's working 2 or 3 years ahead while still producing content about the current set of products. So, which, you know, again, is a juggling act that you're not quite sure how he does it.
Yeah.
All right. So all I've got to say on that one is well done, Duncan.
For sure.
Well deserved, as always. And, you know, keep it coming.
And just a model that hard work pays off, and that, you know, he's really done a lot of hard work over the years to get there and stay there. So,
yeah, you guys all know this. That this is not easy. This takes sustained effort and evenings and away from your kids and families and stuff like that. It's worth it, but you do got to keep at it.
For sure. Yeah. It's definitely not easy.
Great time intensive.
I'd agree.
It's not like, yeah. Back, watch Family Guy time.
Yeah. I trimmed it down this year. Last year we had a lot more. It was just easier to keep it short and simple and that, and not go into all these details and that. So the categories we had this year were favorite storage blog, favorite scripting blog, favorite podcast, favorite new blog, and favorite independent blogger. And so start off with favorite storage blog and take a guess on that one.
I don't want to say just in case it's not.
Well, last year I think it was Chad, and it was close this year at the top, but Cormac won out over Chad with 319 total votes to Chad's 291, so neck and neck there, but you know, I think he definitely deserves it. He you know, does a ton of great storage content in that, and I'm glad to see him get that. Favorite scripting blog, a lot of scripters out there, and this one was fairly close as well, between two VMware employees, and the one that got the top voting though was William Lamb with Virtually Ghetto with 282 total votes to Mr. Alan Renouf's 215 votes. So good job, William.
Well done.
Awesome.
Favorite podcast.
That's a game.
Yeah, very much. Favorite podcast. I was fully expecting this to be the VChat, but I think we got it last year, but didn't get it this year. And I think the one that did get it is very well deserved, the V Brown Bag, who does a ton of great work there.
Definitely.
Ton of great, you know, detail. They keep at it. They you know, bring on a lot of good guests and stuff like that. So that's definitely well deserved.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Some great content on there, whether you're training for your certifications or you're not. Yeah, definitely check those out. So very, very well deserved there.
Every week, three continents, great technical content every week. The V Brown Bag is the one podcast that I wish I was producing. I'm so jealous of them. They do a great job.
Hey, guys, I think we're going to have to raise our game from producing a VChat every 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, got to do a little bit more often.
Yeah, come on,
guys. So favorite new blog. A lot of new bloggers on the scene every year. And this guy's bringing home a lot of bling today. And it, again, would be Mr. Cormac Hogan. And he hasn't been blogging that long. And, you know, to go from where he started to where he's at is just, you know, amazing. In that short of time, he's become, you know, very popular, and it's all due to, I think, the quality of the material that he puts out there and, you know, his dedication to doing all that.
Yeah.
Well done.
Favorite independent blogger. I don't think we had anybody in that category this year. Actually, we did. It's getting smaller, though, than that, with all these bloggers, once you get noticed, getting scooped up and that. And this one is really close. And last year was Eric Sloof, and that, who's one of the few independents out there in the top 25. I think Vladin's also one of those independents. But this year, who took it was Chris Wall, with 153 votes to 145 for Mr. Sloof.
Wow.
Another great
That's
effort.
Great. They both do great jobs.
Yeah, he definitely got recognized this year. And that was it. We're done. That was the top 25. I will publish.
Great. I would just want to put a plug in for independent bloggers. If you now, Chris works for consultancy, and
correct.
Eric is an instructor. I think the top customers on the list were Luke and Vladin, actually. So, but if you are a customer and you've been, if you are a customer and you've been thinking about blogging and you've gone all the way through this video, I really highly encourage you to start. You know, we're always looking for customers who are out there sharing their experiences. Other customers like that, consultants. I mean, everybody in the industry likes that because you're at ground zero and, you know, you're the people actually doing the work, not the people, you know, consulting or things like that. So anybody who is a customer, I encourage you to start blogging, and you will get, you know, you will get attention. It will help your career. I mean, that's where many of us started, right? It's well worth doing, and I especially encourage people, you know, to give it a try. It's okay if it doesn't stick, but, you know, give it a try.
Yeah, you don't know.
I think
to try.
Wise words there, John. I mean, I think case in point on this, so we just need to look in the top 25. How many of those people in the top 25 were actually now VMware employees? I mean, a phenomenally high amount. It doesn't mean that VMware goes out employing all the independent bloggers out there, but, you know, that speaks volumes. You know, VMware and other partners are obviously on the lookout for talent, and it's a good way, a bit like your CV as well. It's like having a public CV that you can get out there to show, you know, what you're interested in. But that said, you know, I would personally say it's not about blogging to get a job. It's about blogging because you're passionate and you believe in the technology and you enjoy doing it. The day you stop enjoying it, it becomes hard work. You know, so always blog about what you want to blog about, what you're interested in, not what you think people want to see as much, because it won't come through in your writing. I'll obviously pay some attention to that, but, you know, just have fun. That's the big thing. And, you know, that's what VMware and a lot of the partners and other companies out there will pick up on, is that passion, that spark, that enjoyment for the technology.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us. It's been a good VChat, and look for the full results on vCRLAN.com. We'll get this, well, by the time you're watching this, it's already out there, but it's a few days after we're recording it here. And, you know, thank you, all you bloggers, for all your hard work and that and dedication. And, you know, it's another great list this year. And for those that, you know, aren't in the top 25 this year, keep at it, because people do notice and you will move up, you know, if you keep up with that dedication and, you know, keep plugging at it.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks for doing the survey, Eric.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Yeah, congrats to all the winners, too. I mean, the people who got voted in. Congrats to everybody.
Yep, definitely.
Absolutely. And thanks for joining us, John.
Yeah, thanks as always, John.
Always a pleasure.
Great to have you here.
All right, we'll see you guys.
And with, yeah, that's a wrap for VChat 34. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for watching this episode of VChat, the latest in virtualization and cloud computing news and how-to. Eric, Simon, and David want your feedback, so send questions or ideas for future VChat topics to vchat@trainsignal.com.